The National Environment and Planning Agency, an executive agency under the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, presents NEPA Beat, a 5-minute radio program on the agency's products and services.
Passengers, beg on a minute, please. We'll make a bathroom stop for that lady.
Boy, what a way the place start look different, eh? The last time it did pass through, it did look chaka-chaka.
Achoo, you know, the place start look really better.
Philip, you know, say NEPA, the parish councils and other interested parties and make her implement new development orders.
Development order? How are that?
Me no remember everything. But me read say that a development order is a legal instrument which guides development in town centers and rural areas. It makes sure say that development proper and environmentally sound through zoning policies and standards. Them take into account spaces for different buildings like churches, schools, fire stations, water reservoirs, and such the like for serve the residents of that area.
Oh, I saw it gonna.
Seeing so.
As its name suggests, planning is among the primary roles and functions of the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA.
What planning seeks to do is to provide orderliness and to make provisions for the people, the places where they work, the places where they recreate, and also for transportation link that would link you between where you work, where you live.
Senior Manager of the Spatial Planning Division at NEPA, Janet Hyde. The planning process is threefold. It involves preparing standards, policies, and guidelines for developments in consultation with the local authorities and other stakeholders on behalf of the Town and Country Planning Authority. Secondly, it involves monitoring developments to ensure they are undertaken in an orderly manner, as well as to take action against breaches of the Planning Act.
The third component has to do with projecting for planning. So presently we have what we refer to as a spatial structure, a settlement strategy, and what that does is identify settlements that are to be targeted for urban type development. So a part of the role is looking at those settlements to see which settlements should be included in the list, which ones have facilities that need to be upgraded or which has missing facilities and hence would need those facilities to allow it to function to serve the needs of the residents. So for example, are there sufficient secondary schools, hospitals, clinics?
The development order is the main tool used by NEPA to carry out its planning role. A development order is a legal document used to guide developments. It ensures that there are spaces for schools, churches, parks, and other infrastructure, such as roads.
If there is going to be a new road, as is the case with the North-South Highway 2000, if there is an alignment, we would seek to protect that alignment to allow the road to be built without any undue challenges in terms of development being within the road reservation.
The development order has standards. For example, it will tell you how many parking spaces are required for a commercial complex versus a multi-residential complex, and it also makes provisions for green spaces.
In addition to that, the order itself gives you permission to do certain developments. Let's say you're adding to your house and the addition is within a prescribed size, then you would need to apply to the planning authority. The order itself would give you permission to undertake that development.
Senior Manager of the Spatial Planning Division at NEPA, Janet Hyde. The order also outlines the developments that would require approval from the planning authority prior to the start of construction. NEPA's operations are guided by several planning laws: the Town and Country Planning Act, Local Improvements Act, Land Development and Utilization Act, and the Housing Act.
The journey is only just beginning. Follow Marlene and Philip on their all-island tour as they discover and learn more about the National Environment and Planning Agency on NEPA Beat.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.